And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I just wanted to hum for no reason. I never did that before. I've never hummed my way through that. Hey, just a little heads up. At the end of this podcast, we're going to have a really fun interview with Justin Moore. If you didn't get to see it on our YouTube channel, you can check it out there, obviously. And we're going to have it for you. Y'all okay? Are y'all still betting?
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. So that'll be at the very end of the podcast after the closing jingle. Here we are in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And believe it or not, I have to go back and get some more windshield wipers. I've got too many people in my family with cars that need wipers.
They put them on for you. That's good.
Well,
because they're impossible.
I put them on myself. Okay. YouTube. That's how I learned how to do that little J clip. I'm like, what the heck is a J clip? I've never messed with that before. Oh, okay. I see how it works now. If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app, show some gratitude to your favorite artists, your bands, your peeps, and support some cool causes around town. Plus, you can watch exclusive content that you cannot find anywhere else. Download it today, Apple, and for your Droid at picklejar.com.
Can you get my phone up?
Yeah.
All right. So the Queen, of course, passed away, and it seems, you know, we were like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. I mean, it's historic. It really is, and it really is historic. But I watched it, I don't know, for hours afterwards yesterday, and following all the stories, started kind of getting into other
behind-the-scenes
stuff.
We watched it as it happened here in the studio because we were in, and they had broken in on the BBC, and we knew that something was up because they were 20 minutes late. They said, we will have a report at noon, and then they did not give a report at noon, a statement. And I'm like, all right, it's noon 5, noon 10, noon 15. I'm like, she is dead, bro. This is not good. Holy cow, it's happening. And sure enough, when they finally showed the BBC guy,
this is BBC News from London. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
And then, of course, Twitter took it and did this to it.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth
II. That was so great.
What did they do?
And they're making fun of the fact that
Americans don't care.
Football last night because when Hoda from NBC
has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth
II. Hoda went straight to football.
If you didn't see that clip of
Very
Hoda,
disrespectful
it was
to
so
British people,
funny though.
Though
it's halftime and she's standing there and she's all somber. She's like, Suzanne or whatever her name is supposed to be standing right next to me. You notice she's not here because she's on her way to London right now, and tomorrow morning she'll be catching everyone up on everything going on with the passing of Queen Elizabeth. But right now, and then everybody starts. She's got all these people
are behind
the pom poms.
They were hiding
cheering.
Their pom poms. They come out. They're like,
they were doing the somber thing. They were doing the somber thing, and the pom poms are behind their backs.
Yeah, they're just kind of standing there quiet. And
just kind of like, okay, can you get over this? Because we got football. And then it just goes into this confetti.
Oh my god!
Confetti's flying. There's a trapeze artist. A bear
America.
On a tiny tricycle.
Yes, it was so great.
I did see a thing on where they were doing these interviews in London on the streets, and they this lady says, "What do you think?" She goes, "I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Queen or the monarchy, but."
They always find one of those.
It doesn't really bother me. But yeah, everyone else is like, the thing is, I didn't know there was an anti-monarchy thing for a while, and it seemed to come back around. Like
I got a guy reached out on Instagram. Literally, I'm going to read, he reached out and he said, hey, something. I was like, yeah, what's going on? And he said, literally, this is what he put. Our queen is dead. He reached out and he's like, out of nowhere, I had not heard from this guy in a long time, like maybe a year or so, like one of our British listeners. And he literally, that's what he broke in to say was, our queen has passed or whatever.
Yeah, our queen. That's how they see it. You know, it's just, you know, all you got to say is it's history. This is one person who's been there. So I looked it up last night. 86.5% of the British population is under the age of 70. So for 86.5% of the people, she's always been the queen. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's a long time.
Yeah. So and now they have to redo their whole national anthem and everything. Yeah. That's
but
like
all the people, all the negative people on Twitter. This woman from I can't remember what university, you know, Carnegie Mellon. This woman griping about how it's colonization and it's horrible and I hope she's burning in hell or whatever. I'm like, wow, what? You're a horrible person. Because you know what? The queen didn't choose this either. She was born into it. Mm-hmm. She did the best she could. Like,
yeah, I watched The Crown. I know all about it.
She's been a very calm presence for that country the whole time. Her job is to remind people to, you know, to link people to the past and to remind people to move slowly and stop, you know.
You know, I was at the Tower of London 2019, right before all the lockdowns and everything, and we were having a conversation with some of the beefeaters. The beefeaters are the security guys and the tour guide guys, and they kind of are, they're all military dudes, but they wear the old-timey outfits.
Yeah.
And they wear a lot of hats, like they're like they do all kinds of different jobs on location. But so we were talking to one of the beefeaters, and he said something about, we were talking about politics at the time, because the 2019, that was right in the middle of, you know, the election. Everybody was talking about 2020. And he said, well, just remember, everything that we're going through now has happened before. He said, name something. And I was like, a plague. And he's like, oh, we've been through many plagues. And, you know, start going through it. And it's true. Every single thing that you can think of has pretty much happened before.
Telemarketers.
Man, I was about to say,
oh, that's happened.
Gotcha. Social media cutting people out telemarketers. For having the wrong thoughts.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's a telemarketer.
That guy doesn't knock on my door six times a day and ask me if I want to sell a property I don't own anymore.
They just made it easier. That's all they
did. Well, it's awful.
But yeah, I mean, that's what that is.
I'd like to talk to you about your car's warranty. Hate that guy. I hate
telemarketers.
The
are the same or the old. That's the people going door to door selling vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, but that happened once a week, not five times a day.
Because
it's
they
not
didn't
the
have
same.
The convenience or the manpower.
What's the last time someone came to your house to sell you a vacuum cleaner?
No, I never in my life.
That's not our.
We had a lady come here one time to try to sell us office supplies.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Did we bring her in?
You wanted to, but she got away. You know,
she got away. We were trying to lure people in.
We were live on the air. We're like, come on in. Let's talk to you about your paper supplies.
Jeez, who knows what we may have saved our own lives that day. Who knows?
Maybe
she could have been like a serial killer.
Dude, you don't know. All that stuff in Memphis is crazy. The guy on this going on that killing spree.
Yeah,
putting part of it on Facebook Live or whatever.
Well.
It's also Memphis. Someone's like, what's going on with Memphis? I'm going to go, Memphis.
Dude, my cousin is a surgeon, and they were there in Memphis, and he said, man, just when you come to visit, just be careful. I'm like, why? He's like, just be careful. Anytime you are driving, people leap out in front of cars to get hit on purpose.
Yeah, the insurance thing.
Well, no. No, it's for the medicine.
Oh, well.
They jump in front of cars so they can go to the hospital and get a prescription for whatever painkiller it is, whether it's for themselves or to sell it. They're doing it. And he's like, yeah, he goes, this is every day, all day. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, just be on the lookout. I'm like, what?
The only reason you should be going to Memphis
is to go see Elvis's place.
It's IKEA. That's about it,
dude. I love
get some ribs.
I drive through on my way to Tunica.
Graceland is cool, man. I like going to Elvis.
Well, I was not into it.
Really?
No, I was just like, I don't know. I was expecting it to be
big and gigantic,
like today's standards. It looks like if you got like a rich old aunt.
Yeah,
he was the richest old aunt at the time. I mean, dude, that house back then.
Yeah,
was gigantic.
That house was old and kind of. unimpressive when he bought it.
Like, so he had no connection to it from family or anything?
No, it was he just bought it. It's named after the original owner's wife. Her name was Grace. That's why it's called Grace.
And that was her land?
It was, yeah. So it
would have been great. His wife, her name was Land.
Her name was Land.
It's Landland. Welcome to Landland.
I thought it was fine.
I think
he originally intended to build more on the property, but then he just decided to kind of keep it like it was. But he built the racquetball court and the, you know, there's a building in the back and there's all kind of extra stuff there. But yeah, I'm looking to see. It's 3,700. Oh, no, that's the address. I'm trying to look for the square footage because it's not.
Check it on Zillow.
Big. Yeah, I'm looking on Zillow here to see exactly the square footage of Graceland. But, this says it's 17,000 square feet.
That's got to be with the racquetball court all the and all stuff. The other, yeah. The office in the back and all that.
And isn't he buried there?
Yeah, he is.
Buried on the property.
They originally buried him in like a local cemetery, but then too many people were.
Yeah.
It was causing problems, so they moved him to the site.
Like, what is it with people in celebrity graves? I don't think I would ever want to go to a celebrity grave.
Oh, I went to that cemetery in Paris where all the famous people are buried. It was fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, I did the same thing I did the one in Moscow.
Yeah. I don't know that I would do that in America. Like, it doesn't, you know, look, in Nashville, there's all kinds of celebrity, you know, famous
Think about all like the celebrities, like you got the Hollywood graveyards and those kind of, there's nobody that I would want to go see their headstone. Like, why would I even care?
I don't know. People care.
Have you seen the one where the guy, it's in Paris, I think it's somewhere in France, where it looks like a guy laying down on the ground and you can see his face and everything, like he's sculpted, it's that way, like he's laying on his own grave or whatever, and people come and rub his junk for good luck. It's all like tarnished, it's like, you know, worn
his,
away or whatever.
His junk is tarnished.
You got tarnished junk.
That's kind of
it's weird.
Sad and weird. Well, there's this, you got tarnished junk because people keep touching it.
But yeah, no, getting back to the Queen. So what happens now? So I saw that he's going to the palace.
Yeah.
So he's now King Charles. And is he staying King Charles or is he going to change his name?
They announced yesterday that he was going to be King Charles.
Okay, because I remembered like he had said something years ago where he said he was leaning towards being King George.
Yes. But he decided to stick with Charles.
Because he saw Hamilton.
I don't think. Well,
you remember King George and Hamilton? Never mind.
No.
I've never seen Hamilton.
Never seen it.
Really?
No.
Oh. Never saw it. The one on Disney Plus is great because he spits as he's singing. It's great because he's like, they're trying to make him kind of play off as being, you know, kind of not with it. And he spits, and I don't think it was on purpose, and they left it in. They made sure to kind of highlight that spot.
It's all backlit, and you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So he's now the king. And then who's after him? Because he's like 70-something years old.
William.
Can you go backwards?
Which one is William?
William is the oldest son. The one, he's bald. He's married
to I like him.
Catherine. Yeah, he's all right. I mean, I don't know that
much. And then after him, it's Georgie?
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it his brother?
No, it's his son. It's always the son of the oldest son.
Oh. Oh, okay. So
you're
born
out.
Second.
That's
you're
why,
done.
You're yeah,
done.
That's why Harry's.
Unless your brother dies.
Or if what if he says he doesn't want to do it?
It could pass to his son still if he's got a son.
And William still, I mean, he wants to do it. You can tell he's like totally grooming.
So could he like say, hey, I want my brother to do it? I don't want to do it, but I don't want my kid to do it. I want my brother to
no,
do it.
No, you can't.
You can't decide it.
The kid could abdicate, but they would never. I don't think they would allow that. They would name him the monarch, and he could abdicate later, give it to his brother or his uncle. But it's been weird. So look, Queen Elizabeth's dad was the second son. He was never supposed to be king. And his older brother, if there have been so many movies made about this, his older brother was not very well liked in the family. He was kind of a playboy. He was always running around with all these women. And then he took up with Wallace Simpson, who was an American which was a strike against her, and she was a divorcee. She had been married twice. So, and when
is that the one that was the Nazi sympathizer?
Yes, later, okay. Much later. But part of the thing about that, by the way, is they sympathized with the Nazis because they were out of power, and like Hitler was saying, "Hey, you know, if I win, I'll make you the king again." So I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying if he had become the king, he probably would have been against Hitler as well. But he was living in France and he had no power at the time. But so he abdicated. He became king. When George V died, David, the prince, became King Edward VIII. And then he was king for like, I don't know, not very long, a few months. And then he abdicated and Elizabeth's dad became
so he quit king. He could go and be never, with the American
and
chick?
He didn't have children at the time and he never had any children. So it was always, you know, it was never supposed to be George and it was never supposed to be Elizabeth. Like, she didn't have any brothers, so it was her. She when she was born, there was almost no chance she would become queen because her dad wasn't going to be king. Her uncle was still unmarried, but he was going to get married, right, and have kids. And nope, he never did. So it fell to her. So this woman was never supposed to be the queen to begin with, and then she stayed queen for 70 years.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Can you please do the backwards thing?
No.
Starting, come on.
I can't do it anymore, man. I'm old. I kind of get lost.
Well, okay, but now you have a new one. Because you've got King Charles.
All right, you going to pull up the British monarchs and test me?
British
monarch list.
This is so fascinating. You used to be so good at this. You could go back almost 1,000 years.
Kind of caught up.
Okay, I know you're a betting man. Do you think I spelled monarch right or wrong?
There's no way. There's no way you spelled it right.
He spelled it with a K. K-O-N-A.
I did spell it wrong.
Yeah, good.
But I was close.
Okay.
I spelled it M-O-N-A-C-R-C-H.
Moncarch?
Moncarch. By the way, where's Carson?
I don't know.
British Moncarch.
Hey, Carson! Anyway.
We got a word for you, spell.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going
so
back
III.
To 16, 17, 14.
Okay.
We took a little trip. Far. All right.
I can go further than that.
Well, this is where it starts.
Well, I got to go backwards. So you got to scroll up.
Oh.
So I'm going to start with Charles III, and his mother was Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, they've already fixed it.
They've already added him to the list.
Wait, let him get in his groove, man. Okay. You can't mess him up.
Before Queen Elizabeth II was George VI. Before him, Edward VIII.
Yes.
Before him, their father, George V.
Yes.
His father, Edward VII.
Yes.
His mother, Queen Victoria.
Come on.
Before Victoria was her uncle, William IV.
Yes.
And then the four Georges before that, George IV.
Say it.
George III, George II, George I.
Yeah.
Before him, Queen Anne. Mm-hmm. Before her, William and Mary.
Wait. It ended.
Oh, you're only going back to the United Kingdom. Where did it end? With Anne?
It ended with Anne.
No. Then you got to look up monarchs of Great Britain, because before it was the United Kingdom, it was Great Britain. So okay. I'll keep going, though. So, before right. Anne was William and Mary.
Off Google, I'll go to Loserville.
Okay, William and Mary. This is not just like, how do you know this?
Didn't
like,
play football in highschool.com.
I mean.
I love you. No, I love it. You know I love it.
I couldn't. Okay, Big D, here we go.
No.
Presidents going backwards.
No. Okay, Biden. Wait. I'm not done. Oh. What are we stopping for?
Oh, okay.
No one ever wore my class ring besides me.net.
That's not true. I had the girlfriend with the class ring on the chain.
Played the guitar and sat her on the bonfire.
That's right. That worked.
Never took a girl home.
William and Mary.
Drank alone at a very, very early age. .edu. All right, I got it.
You got
so
it.
So now I'm English monarchs.
Yes.
List of English monarchs. Now.
Okay, and you're at Anne.
Oh, my God.
Or William
how
and Mary?
Far does this stupid
oh,
thing go?
It goes
go?
Back to like 600.
Oh,
or
there's
something.
Like words I don't even know how to say them.
But Patrick Duke.
All right. So.
Before William and Mary is James II, right? Yes.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I'm reading it and I don't even know.
Before James II, Charles II, before him, Cromwell, before Cromwell, Charles I, James I. James I was after Elizabeth I, who was after Mary, who was after King Henry VIII, King Henry VII, and then it gets really weird before King Henry VII.
That's amazing.
Really, and that goes back to the 1500s now.
So wow. Biden, so. Trump, Obama,
right?
George Bush, W,
yeah.
Clinton. George Sr., Reagan, Carter. Woo, this is where I get lost. This is where I mess
Nixon?
It up.
Nope.
Before Carter, Ford. Before Ford. Carter was
Ford.
Ford. Oh, see, I'd already lost.
Yeah.
I was going to go Johnson.
Before Carter was Ford, then Nixon, Johnson, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Truman, Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Hoover, and then I get kind of iffy. Who was before Hoover? Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reading.
Coolidge was the Roaring Twenties.
So I can only go back 100 years with like, American presidents.
I remember that from Gatsby.
600 years with the British monarchs.
So they have all these weird names of these, like Alfred the Great. And they put these like the Greats. Mm-hmm. Here's Edgar the Peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them get kind of odd.
Ethelred the Unready.
The that's Unready.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Like, what a
What's your favorite Latin saying?
I don't have. You know, what's if your, I think about
Semper
it long
ubi
enough.
Semper ubi sabubi.
What is that?
Always wear underwear.
Oh.
That's what it translates to. That's they teach you that first day of Latin class.
Post hoc ergo proctor hoc.
Semper ubi sabubi. It actually, it's not actually underwear. It's literally sub is under. And ubi's.
Under clothing, so clothing under clothing.
It's not even clothing. No, it's literally always W H E R E. So it's always wear underwear. But when you say it, it's funny. That's your Latin teacher jokes, man.
Semper de ubi ubi.
No, semper ubi sub ubi.
All right, what's yours, Patrick?
I don't want to play anymore.
No, I want to know this.
Post hoc ergo proctor hoc.
Okay, what's that mean?
It means after, therefore. Because of it. So it's a way of saying something happens and then something else happens. You go, well, that's the first thing is the reason.
Right.
Like, you know, you got fired and then you got a new job. Well, you didn't get a new job because you got fired. But
yeah,
but you couldn't have gotten
one.
People fall for that all the time, though. It's like correlation but not causation. People go, well,
yes,
you know, these two people, I don't know. Anyway,
no,
I'm going to go back to dead people. So Bubba was talking about the guy where they rub his thing. This is when I went to Paris.
Dude, fix your screen.
What's wrong? Oh, my screen is all broken?
Yes.
Yeah, it's broken. It's my screen protector. This is Oscar Wilde's tomb, and it became a thing like 100 years ago for women to put on red lipstick and go and kiss Oscar Wilde's tomb. Mm-hmm. And then his like he didn't have kids. It's like his great-great-great-great-grandnephew who's still alive, and they were bothered by all the red lip marks on his tomb, so they cleaned it off, and then they put this glass thing. I don't know if you can kind of see. They put a glass thing around it.
No, because your screen is broken. I can't see anything on your screen.
How did you not see it? Like, I don't even
because
see the cracks.
Because it's terrible. You don't see that?
Not when I'm this close. I don't see it at all.
That's interesting, though. I'll tell you something you probably don't know.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand why you would stop people from doing that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was like a cool landmark. And then they put up this glass protector thing. And I'm like,
why?
You think that guy cares that women showed up to kiss his tomb? Like,
I think Oscar Wilde would have been like,
that.
Yeah,
that's
this
what I'm saying.
Is pretty
awesome. If I die and it becomes a thing where women show up and put on red lipstick and kiss my gravestone, nobody stop that from happening. That sounds awesome.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just get a big thing of my butt, like a cast of my butt, and people can just go kiss the butt.
Oh, dear.
What I was going to say is that
something Bubba?
You probably don't know.
Go kiss the butt.
Thank you for helping educate us.
Put your ear next to the rear. You know, you press your ear to it. They take selfies.
To make the ring fit.
And it farts.
Girls would take yarn and wrap around it so that they could wear it.
No, my girlfriend put it on a chain and wore it around her neck.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she did that. It was pretty cool.
Like
the chain didn't, like, catch the hair?
Dang, man. You're saying my high school girlfriend had a hairy chest?
Well, he's coming in.
That was your joke?
You know what? I apologize, but I will.
Wow.
I'll apologize, but.
But I will stand on the fact there absolutely she could bench press more than you.
No. I did date a girl who probably could have bench pressed more than me much later than high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was a big old gal.
I had a high school coach. He always said, boys, I'm going to tell you something. Never date a girl heavier than the weight that you can bench.
That's good advice.
Mm-hmm. And we're all like, okay.
I would repeat the advice Brent Burns gave us, but it would probably get us canceled, so I won't.
My favorite. Also, that coach, we would get ready to go leave on the bus to go to the game, and he would be at the field house walking around his car. He would lock his doors, and then he would go, and you know, he kind of pull up on the handle to see if it's locked.
To test it, yeah.
Yeah, he'd test it, and then he would go around to the passenger side and do the same thing, and then to the back one, and then back around to the other side to the other back one, and then he would go to the front one, which he's already done, and he would do this three times.
So that was his little OCD thing? Like, that was his...
We would watch that in awe, and we had bets on how many he would do, how many circuits, because it wasn't always three. I guess it was sometimes it was just one, but it was usually at least two.
Well, that's like me hitting the lock button on my car keys. You always, we'll be somewhere, and Big D and I will be riding, and I hit the lock button over and over and over, and I don't know why.
He also hangs up the phone. He's like, end, reboot.
And it's not like it's a 1-2-3 thing or anything like that. It's just, I like to make sure things are way off.
When I get in my car, it's a reflex where I immediately hit the lock button. The problem is when I'm driving someone and they're going to get in their door and I'm like, lock, can you open the door, please? And I'm like, sorry, paranoid.
Hey, are you, have you bought anything? Have you bought any kind of a security thing yet? Like a stun gun or
no,
all the
I
news
have,
this week?
I know. I have pepper spray in my car. That I've always had, and I carry it with me when I'm going walking or running or something.
Yeah, okay, so you've had that, but you haven't done any new stuff.
Nothing extra. I've contemplated the taser. I'm going to be real with you. I am a big klutz, and my fear is that I'm going to trip and fall and tase myself.
You know, I always see like, okay, so they have those tasers they're selling now where they actually have the barbs that go out like a cop taser.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what happens if you miss?
Yeah. That's true.
I like the ones, the handheld ones that are like, you know, like these things where you just hit the little button and it goes.
Yeah. That's what I was looking at. So I also, they make
these. So you just press it in.
They make these claws that make you look like Wolverine that they, that you put in between your fingers and there's these massive.
So you jog.
Yeah, I kind of.
But what if you trip?
Again, I'm very klutzy, but I feel like my confidence would be boosted and I might be more confident in my stride if I'm
Logan. You're also ready for bears at that point.
You know?
You know, a bear or a mountain lion comes out and you could be like,
rawr! Yeah, I could just.
Your claws against my claws.
My dad walks with a big old stick, not because he has to, but he always says it's to fight off, you know, anything that bothers me, dogs, hoodlums. Hoodlum is
hoodlums.
Such
an old man word. A hoodlum.
Any hoodlums come around, and, you know, that
ne'er-do-wells.
I'm like, okay. Hey, man. If that makes you feel better. Also, you look cool walking around with a big old stick like Gandalf.
I used to carry a stick, but it was mainly for like rattlesnakes. When I lived in El Paso, I had this mountain in the back of my apartment, and I would just go up the mountain. It was a 6-hour hike up and down. And, dude, you'd see rattlesnakes, and I'd have my big walking stick that I would just kind of push them away with, because you walk up on a rattlesnake pretty quick.
First of all, you had me at mountain that takes 6 hours to climb. Like, I'm not doing that to begin with. You add rattlesnakes
It was really only three. You had to go up and then back down.
That increases my chance of doing it by none.
What was
none.
Fun, though, you'd be
no way.
You'd be on the mountain, and there all of a sudden a haboob would come by. Like the little sandstorm.
Oh.
And so you're like, I have nowhere to go. So you just duck down behind the biggest rock or whatever that you could find and just cover your face.
Nothing about this is fun.
3-hour hike up a mountain.
Oh,
rattlesnakes, sandstorms that come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Wow. And am I living in The Mummy?
And don't forget the scorpions.
Yes,
add into the adventure of it. Oh my God.
Boy, I'll be thinking about how I'm not doing that next time I'm sitting at a nice air conditioned poker table with college football all around on every screen.
There is nothing better than a good hike in the desert
with rattlesnakes and sandstorms.
Dude, desert hikes are some of my favorite things in the world to do. Big D knows. Like we'll be doing like a road trip or whatever. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go on a hike and I'll just take off and just I'll see you tomorrow.
That's great.
Awesome.
How much money are you putting on the bets this weekend?
I don't know. I got beat up pretty bad in the football game last night because how much you nobody put on could score. I had $100 on the over.
Jeez.
Because both those offenses are, you know, oh, yeah. And I mean, constantly missing. I missed it by one touchdown. And how many turnovers were there? There were like nine. It was ridiculous.
I wish
every time
I had
somebody almost scored.
I wish I had the confidence you guys have in gambling. Yeah. Like I can't gamble because I don't want to lose anything.
Well, I started with $100, and I was up over 900 after last week's college football.
He's using money he's already won.
Yeah, this isn't real money. Like I could take that money out of that account, but then what am I going to do? Buy pizza with it? Whatever. I don't.
$900. I can think of things I'd do with that money.
Yeah, you know, me too.
All I ever think about is how
give me
I
want to Jordans.
Want to bet it on more football. You know.
It also makes the game so much funner.
Oh my gosh! I wouldn't have cared. There's no way I would have watched that game till the end last night. It was a blowout. But I was waiting to see if somebody scored, and if they'd scored, I would have been so excited.
Yeah, I didn't care about App State.
Oh, man.
Last weekend? I didn't.
Except I had money on them to cover, and they did. I was super excited.
Yeah.
But they also, you had them straight up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't win.
That was crazy.
They should have won.
But I did win 18 cents.
That's right. Big D made three $20 bets for $60, and he won.
18 cents.
Yeah, $60
and 18 cents. Good for you.
Yeah, I got half of them right, and they paid out 18 cents.
Right.
Dude, you got your money back.
Yeah.
I think you made five bets, actually, for $60.
That's
what
it was.
That's what it was. But, yeah.
So you came out ahead. Good for you.
Hey, you know.
The best is, like, whenever we were at the sports book in Reno, we're watching some games. They have these big, giant TVs. And I mean by giant TVs, it's like 20-something foot televisions. Mm-hmm. And basically, the person who has the most money wagered gets to pick what game is on that TV. And what'd they say that guy had? It was a USC game. And
he had $50,000 on it.
He had $50,000 on a football game, and he lost.
Oh.
He lost. And I think he lost it by like three.
Oh, yeah.
Something stupid. But golly, that was so fun.
Every time something bad would happen, I would look over my shoulder because he was sitting behind us. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh. God, he looked straight up like a drug dealer.
At the end of the game, he stands up and just.
When I get crazy, like last night, because I'm way up on football bets and I bet $100, I still feel sick when I lose. Like, I can't imagine putting $1,000 on a game.
That's have you ever gone to a sports book where you just sit and just all day and they bring you food?
Yeah, I'll do that. But where dope. I go, they also have a poker room, and I'd rather sit in the poker room and play poker, and also all the football games are on all around you.
Yeah, but how do you concentrate on poker?
But poker, you know, half the time you look at your cards and you go, I fool, I'm not going to play this hand because you don't have good cards. Mm-hmm. So you literally spend half the time just waiting for the next hand to start. And there's, in the one poker room I go to, there's like three TVs on this wall, five on this wall, three on this wall, and five behind you.
You play poker at Buffalo Wild Wings?
It's big.
Right? That's what I'm picturing.
More TVs and less clutter than Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, you can pretty much look around and see all the games because the poker room's only about twice the size of the studio. It's so great.
I went to a place like that once. It wasn't a Buffalo Wild Wings, but it was the same thing. Sports bar and had all the TVs, and it was Alabama was playing Ole Miss, and Alabama was number one. And it was a big deal because it's, you know, Sunday afternoon, SEC, and I lived in an area that apparently didn't know anything about football. So
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, that's what I mean, my bad. And so I go in, and I'm all decked out in my Ole Miss stuff, and I'm looking around. They have every game known to man, except, you know, the number one team in the country and my Ole Miss Rebels. And so I look at the bartender like, hey, can you put on the Alabama game? Because I'm like, I'm sure you people don't even know what Ole Miss is, and that's fine. And they're like, oh yeah, just give us a second. Okay. Then the dude behind me is like, where's the Bama game? Thank you. 15 minutes later, Ole Miss has now scored a field goal and I'm losing my mind. And I'm like, where's the game? You call yourself a football bar. And finally they bring the manager over and I'm like, it's CBS. You need an antenna.
By the way, have y'all ever seen Angry Carson?
Yo, I'm enjoying this.
The voice?
It wasn't that shrill, but it was close. Ooh. Yeah, I'm there I am in the hat and I've got the bow in my hair and the whole thing. And the two guys I'm with are like, we're going to go sit over here. And I'm like, you're not even fans. You call yourself men.
So you get angry and you turn into a pirate.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, I think I'm going to fight everybody.
Where's me football?
And then Ole Miss won that game, and it was amazing. So.
Pull a hook from my purse.
You should do that. You should go in as a Pirate fan. But you're like a fan of, what is Ole Miss's mascot this week?
No. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. The Land Sharks, yeah. Oh.
Is that what they are, honestly, right now?
No, they don't know.
No, we were the Black Bears, and that was dumb. And then so we did the Land Shark defense thing. So we put our hands on our head. So, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Football McFootbally face. That's the new.
You know, look,
that's
man.
Where we're headed.
They were the Black Bears for a while.
That's what I said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Going with generic things like Guardians and Commanders.
Well, Guardians worked for the city because know about Cleveland
and
the bridge.
That's all it's going to be now because they're already trying to get rid of the animals. Like
all
that's
the animals
next
have to go?
Oh, yeah. They want to get rid of all the animal nicknames because it's not fair. You're just – why do the Tigers have to be fighting? What if the Tigers are
peaceful?
Yeah,
but Detroit has, like the Lions and the Tigers, and that's adorable. Right?
I mean, listen,
that's super cute.
Yeah. Chicago has the Bears and the Cubs.
Right, like Soup's cute.
It's great. But no, it all has to be just generic, generic, because
we can't offend
people
anymore. Look,
it's,
man.
Just, oh God.
I'm tired. I'm tired of not being able to offend. There is something I wanted to do on the show today that I was shot down for.
Okay, well, you would have been shot down for that at any point in the history of the 20 however long, three
Maybe.
Years I've worked here, and we would never have agreed
Maybe.
To do that.
I'm going to share a little something with you, Bubba. You are not our barometer.
You know
Nor
the crazy thing is? Bubba will worry about things where a lot of times you're like, can we say that? And D and I will be like, yeah. What are you worried about?
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
he's
weird. Overly...
He's worried about, overly sensitive yes. about really inoffensive things, right. And then
he wants to do reenact the Prince Charles and Camilla sex talk.
I'm like, what? We're not. He goes, are we doing that? No.
I'll be her. I'll do the voice. Hey, you. I was just thinking about you.
I was thinking about you.
I told D, I'll be Camilla.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
This isn't a joke. That wasn't me being goofy. That was the real idea.
Yeah. That was one of them.
But it was a joke. You said it as a joke.
Right? I said it as a joke.
Yeah. Bubba can't ever let anything be a joke.
I was like,
hints,
no, you know what?
Parting
Everything
pillows.
Everything is
hints,
a joke.
Kiss Whitley.
He can't ever just
Morgan
let it
Whalen.
Be a joke.
I want
it's,
Morgan
it's,
Whalen
gotta,
to happen.
You got to beat that dead horse until it falls to pieces. Like, how about it was a funny thing we said one time? Maybe twice. Maybe two times.
Most people would have let it float off into the ether. He yanks it.
Grab that sucker out of the air.
That's how things get done. You have to throw.
So,
you
no.
have to throw all the ideas out. No, you do though. You have to throw all the ideas out there and
yes.
then go. You know what? I want that one. And
but you know,
it.
Not all the spaghetti can stick. Just straight up.
I feel. Unloved.
No,
you are so loved.
What are you talking about? This is love. That's what this is.
Right. Or anything else? I'm going to go drive my car. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, let's do it. It's too nice.
All right. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you're not getting the Justin Moore interview, but for everybody else on the podcast apps, you got that, and it's coming up right after this closing jingle of love.
Oh, yes.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day.
It was the podcast.
All right, we are getting Justin Moore on the phone.
What's up, fellas?
What's up there, Justin?
How are y'all?
We're good, man. Yeah, so you're from Arkansas. Tracy Lawrence is from Arkansas. And we wanted to play a game where we see who knows more about Arkansas between the two of you. We're trying to get Tracy on the phone. We're kind of doing this last minute. But on standby, we do have former President Bill Clinton.
Mr. Hey.
Here. So just in case Tracy doesn't work out, you can compete against Bill Clinton. By the way, have you ever met Bill Clinton?
I'm
Bill
all
Clinton?
Right.
Have you ever met him before?
No, I haven't. I have a lot of acquaintances that I have over the years, but I have not.
Okay. All right.
I keep wanting to go into character, but I don't do impressions. I'm like,
All right. We have Tracy Lawrence. Looks like Patrick has got
what?
Tracy Lawrence. Hey, Tracy, how are you? Good morning. Tracy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Tracy, we got Justin on the phone. We want to see who knows y'all the state of Arkansas better.
Oh my God, he's got up and handle me. I haven't lived there in 30 years. He still lives there.
Easy. Okay. Have some confidence.
Justin Moore, you have the advantage.
Tracy.
I don't know about that.
What is the state bird?
The state bird? It's got to be a turkey.
No, it's not. Justin, do you know?
Oh, no, I really don't. Wow, okay. Duck.
No, it's a mockingbird. Okay.
Really?
What is the nickname of Arkansas? Called the what state?
The natural state.
Show me.
The show me state.
Okay, so Justin now has 1 point, and Tracy has moved to Missouri, apparently.
Yeah. All right, Tracy, what is the number one attraction in Arkansas? It is not a Justin Moore concert, but what is the number one attraction in Arkansas?
The horse track.
No. Justin?
Who's this voted on by?
I don't know. The
America?
I don't know. The Google? I don't know.
I would say the Murfreesboro Diamond Mine.
No, a Hot Springs National Park.
See, I was thinking the Diamond Mine too.
Well, the horse tracks in Hot Springs.
But the Arkansas is the only state that produces diamonds in America.
I didn't know that.
Yep, sure is. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you, Tracy.
All right, Tracy Lawrence. Thanks for Tracy joining Lawrence. Us. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah. Justin.
Thanks so much.
Justin Moore is joining us, and the new song or latest song with the woman you love. Do you know that you've got? Well, of course you know, but I don't think people realize 10 number one songs, and this would be the 11th if it goes number one. I just jinxed it. Sorry about that. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, you know what's crazy to me is how long we've been able to do this, and you guys continue to play our records, which we certainly appreciate. You know, this is 15 years for us, which is just insane. And, you know, they never get old. I mean, you certainly don't take any of them for granted at this point and try to enjoy every one of them. And it's been a fun ride, man.
Yeah. How old were you when you first got into your first like radio tour? When did we meet you? How old were you?
07. So I would have been 23.
Wow.
I'm 38 now.
I still remember. Yeah, you sat
39 here in a few months.
You sat in the studio. You played Small Town USA, and we laughed. And we said, "He'll never make it."
Hey, I looked in the mirror and said the same thing. You'll never make it.
Did you? I mean, the first starting out there, you know, you had a few songs here and there, and of course, you know, it's up and down as the music industry is. Did you ever consider, like, you know what, I'm going to do something else?
You know, I didn't, because anytime, you know, like we had three hit records off our first album, and then we come back with If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away off the second album, which was a big record. And at that point, I thought, all right, now at least I'm not a one-hit wonder. I've got a few hits I can go play and whatever. And then, you know, if we would have a miss, there were never two misses in a row, if that makes sense. So yeah. We would always come back with two or three more hits, and then maybe you'd have a miss, and then you'd have three or four more hits. And so, fortunately, after we struck out, we come back and hit a home run and then a double. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, luckily, we kept it going in that kind of way.
Nice. I was looking on Instagram. Did your littlest boy, is he gone to school? How is this possible?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I don't know, man. It was – so they started school, I guess it was, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, something like that. And you guys, we've known each other a long time. We just talked about that. But I'm the emotional one. I'm the one that's soft and charming in my house. My wife's the one that's kind of hardcore and just stone-faced and going, all right, please go to school. I've had enough of you this summer. But right. And I cried with all of my kids started kindergarten. I was outside hugging my son the other day, and my oldest daughter, she's like, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I did this for you too. Shut up." But yeah, it was kind of a double whammy though, because not only did he start kindergarten, but the same day she started junior high. So it was kind of like, man, this is too much for me. But they're doing good, and I've toughened up since then, and I'm doing a little bit better.
Is it weird that they're all taller than you? Justin, that's how they cut out on us? It was a beep, and then they just cut you off? We had 30 seconds left. We had a good short joke. I had another short joke. Bubba had one,
too.
They
were primed.
Like, we waited to the very end to use
them. I mean, I was going to talk about how great it is that Justin is so down to earth. Like, literally, he's down to earth. It was going to be hilarious.
And then Justin was going to do a fat joke.
And it was going to be great.
Justin's just as mad as we are that they disconnected us. All right. Well, Justin just texted, and he says...
You're still fat.
He says, lost y'all. You lost us. He said the label, has me already. He's texting as he's talking to some other radio show.
What's he saying?
Says the label contact has me already with some other radio station, but she's going to hit you up ASAP. All right, so Patrick, they're going to call back that way. All right, so it's going to be a flurry. We'll have 30 seconds. We'll start a timer and we'll do all of our short jokes and we'll give him 5 seconds to do his fat joke.
You've really got to hand it to Justin Moore. Because he can't reach it for himself. I'm
Why
just
are you wasting
prepping.
These? These are
I'm
all
prepping.
Great.
I'm prepping.
These are all great. All right, we got disconnected from Justin Moore. We have 30 seconds left. Justin, we had 30 seconds left, and we got kicked off. We have.
All right, cool.
You there?
I'm here.
Okay. So we have 25 seconds of short jokes, and you'll have 5 seconds for one fat joke.
All right.
And the timer starts now. Bubba, go.
We appreciate the little things. Justin Moore. I always fear, you know, doing these jokes with Justin because I heard he has a short temper.
Okay.
Actually, Justin, I'm usually the butt of the short jokes around here. You and I have very little in common. I think that's about all I got.
Yeah, we're out of time. Okay, Justin, do you have a fat joke for Bubba?
Bubba took his pants to the dry cleaners and the woman said, "Hey, we don't do curtains."
Nice. Well played. Justin Moore, everyone. Justin, we love you. We'll talk to you soon,
He's
man.
He's the best.
I love you, boys. Thank y'all.
See you, man.